Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show Podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:06 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, December 15, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like Raymond Witzak, Wilkes-Barre, John Miarecki, Scranton, Joseph Grega, late of Alabama, but he was from Scranton. John Stope, Plains. Rube Ryder, Glen Rock, Wyoming, and William Kelchner, Berwick. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order after that brief news adjournment, our meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of this morning. Well, you know Monday's Monday Musings, and you know Monday is the Monday wrap-up with who? Our man, Chet Parlavecchio, who was not only a Penn State star, not only a Green Bay Packers star, not only a Hall of Fame coach for the state of New Jersey, an NFL coach, ran one of the greatest camps in Eastern United States, football camps, but a Dancing with the Stars veteran. And here he is, our man, Chet Parlavecchio. How are you,
hey,
Chester?
Bobby. What's up, brother? How's it going today?
Everything's great. Everything's great. A little chilly out. A little chilly out.
I'll tell you what, this is the kind, Bobby, that gets in your bones, man. I told my wife this morning, I feel 65 today. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how do those guys go out and play in this? And yet, for how many years
you
I
did
played,
it? Yeah.
I can't conceive what it was like playing in these kind of days. But hey, that's the game. We had an interesting week, buddy. You know, kind of an off week in college football, but you know, there's a couple moments that obviously we got to address. The first is obviously the awarding of the Heisman Trophy, and congratulations, obviously, to Fernando Mendoza. You're talking about a historical season, literally a storybook season in Indiana that hopefully will have a great ending. I mean, the kid led his football team to an undefeated Big Ten title. I mean, you can't say the young man isn't deserved. Because he is. I mean, you know, I always had an allegiance to Diego Pavia. I just thought there wasn't a player in college football that did more for his team than he did. Mm-hmm. And like I said, and them not getting in the tournament, to me, obviously we had discussed it on earlier times, is, well, I don't want to use the word disgrace, but it's a shame. And I love the way their coach handled it by saying, we're not victims here. We just didn't get enough done to get in, and we'll work on it and try to get back next year. That's called class.
That's the best attitude for sports, which is, hey, we've got to be so convincingly good
Yep.
That they can't deny us. We've got to be undeniable. And I did. Absolutely. I love that response.
Yeah, and I love that. And again, when you consider some other colleges, I don't want to name them, Notre Dame. When you consider some other colleges that didn't handle it as gracefully. So I kind of really respect, and it actually magnifies the response by Notre Dame, that the proper response was by the people at Vanderbilt. We're not victims. We have to do more, then we'll do more, and we'll get it done next year. But again, kudos to Mendoza. He's done an incredible job, an incredible story, the college story in the season this year as we get ready for the bowl season and we get ready for the college playoffs. But you cannot – there's two stories in college football that I thought were pretty good. You know, 250th anniversary of our country, you sit there and you watch that Army-Navy game and you look at America's finest sitting in that stadium – America's people, the young men and women that are proud to be in this country, that are proud to put their lives on the line every day for what we have in this country. Our commander-in-chief standing there at midfield with them. I just think it's an iconic picture. I just think it just made you feel good. And a great football game, a bunch of guys just playing because they love to play the game of football and represent their institutions. And that just, I don't know. It was a feel-good moment. It's just it's a beautiful culmination of a college season by a bunch of young men and women out there that just, they put their lives on the line for our country, and it has to be respected.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
All right, there's a little thing here.
Now, we got, you know, we always talk about Penn State. We talk about Pitt and the locals and Rutgers, and we'll talk, you know, hey, listen, congratulations to Penn State. They're going to play Clemson. Nice bowl game, nice pairing. That'll be a nice football game. I don't know who Pitt declared to play yet, but there was a nicer story, and it goes under the radar sometimes. How about down in Texas, Villanova in the FCS quarterfinal, 12 seed, knocks off Tarleton on the road and advances to the semis of the SCS championship.
Nice.
Isn't that a great story?
I did not know that.
500 yards of offense. You know, Villanova, you know, does a great job with their program year in and year out. And sometimes the lower level teams, they get, you know, obviously shoved under the rug and they don't get the exposure everybody else does. But what a feel-good story for those guys in Philadelphia. I wish them luck the rest of the way.
Amen. Amen on that.
Yep. And now you ready to go to the NFL?
Well, it's the time for the NFL, our Manchester. And you,
all right, bro,
nobody could comment on it, on all these things like you. That's why we got you.
Well, the NFL was interesting, you know. I said, how am I going to handle this weekend? You know what this was, Bobby? This was desperation weekend. Any team that had a last gasp to get themselves in position for the playoffs took that last gasp. And in the end, if I would have told you Kansas City, Detroit, Dallas, their chances have all been greatly diminished, where Kansas City's literally out, you would have said to yourself, wow, you know, yeah, there's a shift of the power here in the NFL. But that's what happened. I mean, you had it. You know, you played the Lions and played the Rams. And Rams, arguably the best football team in the NFC, if not the entire league, at least the most consistent. You know, Stafford goes crazy, throws for over 300 yards. They have over 500 yards in offense two consecutive weeks. They look unstoppable right now. I mean, the Lions gave it a great effort. They played hard, but they lost to a better football team. Kansas City, I mean, San Diego goes down in there. And they're becoming a scary team in the AFC, especially since there's such inconsistency in the AFC, it's hard to identify anybody. But again, with Baltimore hemming and hawing, with Kansas City out, this is a wide-open thing. As a matter of fact, you would like to think that Buffalo, if there's a chance, you know, they're going to do it, this would be that year.
Is the Kansas City thing, is it done? I mean,
yeah, they're out. They're out.
I haven't seen, but I'm saying, is their story done for the team with that nucleus?
Absolutely.
You know,
is that run over? Yeah, I think it is. You have a struggling offensive line that was pieced together all year. Guys are getting older. Mahomes yesterday, I mean, let's be honest, I think he tore his ACL. He could be out.
Yeah.
And again, whether he's not or not, I wouldn't play him the rest of the year if I was Kansas City anyway. There's nothing, obviously, for him to prove. And again, you take your most cherished asset and you put it on the shelf for the rest of this year. But again, I think there's a shift in power here. There's, you know, San Diego is on the rise. You know, Houston is on the rise. you know, these teams are getting better and better. They're young. The young, you know, the young quarterbacks, the Strouds, those guys, the Herberts, they're coming to their own. They're taking the throne now. They're the guys on the rise. So, yeah, I do think there's a shift there. I think there'll be a big personnel change in the offseason. Does Kelce come back? There's a number of guys on there that you have some questions about. But that being said, you know, obviously, you know, what a run they had, and you hope that Mahomes is fine. You don't want to see his career or his season end that way. But if it is, so be it. At least he's got the time to heal. On the other side, one of the big moments here yesterday was in Green Bay. Parsons, done for the year. I mean, that was a blockbuster trade. He goes into the season. He makes a difference in Green Bay, although I don't like the way they play defense. I don't like, again, them and Buffalo, to me, Bobby, have the same Achilles heel. They play that soft zone that makes me crazy. And then as you watch them from 20 to 20, there's guys just wide open. And you sit there saying, Jesus, you know, what are you doing back there? And it caught up to Green Bay yesterday. It caught up to them. But go back to the New England thing we were talking about with Buffalo. Again, there's just a guy. Everything in that game was equal. Time of possession, yards, all read about it. You know what the difference is? A guy named Josh Allen who makes plays when he has to make plays. I mean, I can't even imagine where that team would be without him. I mean, it's just he's fun to watch because he has them believing that every time he takes the field, they have a chance. And that was a huge comeback win yesterday, down 21-0. He never flinched. You know, it was just an awesome win. I just thought it was really something. On the home front, you got Philadelphia. Hey, listen, good defensive performance against a horrific Raider team. I mean, they held them to, what, 75 yards in offense?
Right, it was embarrassing. I'm a Raider fan since 1971. I'm ready to give up the ghost. And,
I don't know where that team's going, brother. They rank right up there with my two doozies in New York, the Jets and the Giants. I mean, you watched those two yesterday. I mean, the Giants, the kid Jackson Dart does some nice things. I know they're all excited on the New York front here about the future with him. But, man, there's just a lot of pieces there other than that have to get put in place. And the other side, you know, it was sad. They threw that kid out what the heck was his name? Cook. They threw him out, the kid from Missouri. They threw him out at quarterback. The kid did a decent job. He hung in there. He played football, considering he gets no reps with the first unit. But you run into a Jacksonville team that's on the rise. They're now a 10-win team. Lawrence is in a groove. He threw for almost 400 yards. He had 5 touchdown passes. I mean, he just ran into a buzzsaw down in Jacksonville. But at least the young kid went out there and gave it a shot. But the story of the day, and let's finish it with this. I mean, you got to love my boy Rivers. I mean, is that
I was waiting for you to bring him up. I mean, you're ready to come back.
Oh, I'm rooting. I'm sitting. Now, you know what's funny? When you look at him now, he's got a little bit of a beer belly because he probably had some Andy Boss watching the games last week sitting on the couch. So he had some Brooklyn Ob as he came over to the whatchamacallit. He came to the stadium saying, by the way, I'm going to play. Okay. So he's got a little pot belly going, which I love. And you know what he still is? And like I said, I have friends that knew him in North Carolina State when he was there. He's just a tough guy. He's a leader. You saw him yesterday walking up and down that sideline, getting in guys' faces. You know something? Why not him? Why not? You got a proven winner, a Hall of Famer. I mean, I'm rooting for him. Hey, he didn't do bad. 18 for 27, 120 yards. They didn't lose because of him.
Yeah.
He gave them every chance. So it was fun. Like I said, the clock's not too late on him, but we'll see what happens. All right, brother.
Love it. Our man, right. Chester Parlavecchio. Chet, we look forward to next week. You keep following it for us so we don't have to.
Take care of yourself.
All right, my man. Chet Parlavecchio, Monday wrap-up. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Aerosmith. Murph says this date, 1973, they performed their hit Dream On American Bandstand. Bob Cordaro back. And of course, before that, Gemini 6 and 7, Rendezvous in Space, the first ever. These people who did these things were amazing. Wow. No computers, nothing. Slide rules. Great stuff. Bob Cordaro back, and so much going on. Let's get right to it. We got Max from Dixon City. Max, how are you?
Yeah, not too good. If I have to see one more slogan in the NFL about end racism and stop hate, when in fact it's their own ideology that is hating and is racist, and the killings that are going on this year alone, not only in America, but Australia, Europe, sickening, and it has to be addressed. And that's why I wanted to talk to you and ask you, is it high time Trump comes out and addresses the nation, and he's going to have to say some hard things that some people are not going to want to hear in regards to their culture and community, because we see it's really one way. The girl in brown, Ella Cook, 19, I think she was, and she was targeted. Now they're saying she was vice president of the Republican club there, and it was a targeted attack. They hunted her down. The hate and the rhetoric that's being pushed on college campuses, the attack in Australia.
It's this unholy alliance between Islamist extremism and the left. Right. And as I said the hour before when I read that little litany, they've merged together with a Democrat Party that is craven for power without caring what the results are.
That is true.
It's unbelievable.
They are psychopaths, and not only are they merged, those two factions, but the criminal element in America, the inner city gangs. They have merged into this ideology, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and it stretches, you know, beyond color lines. You have, you know, Antifa and these far left white liberals with Black Lives Matter in conjunction, and they're creating havoc, and they're murdering innocent people. I mean, this woman in Savannah, Georgia, she was leaving church. She was walking home through a park, I believe. A random hooligan or a ghoul came out of nowhere and threw acid on her. Acid burned her face, burned her head, burned her body. She's in the hospital. She's disfigured. I don't know if you. I can't believe the news isn't.
I did not. I didn't even see that.
Unbelievable. It's all over alternative media.
Where was that?
Georgia. The lady, 45 years old, beautiful woman. I'm telling you, a knockout. She was walking home after church, and she was ambushed by this. I'm going to say it. Black man ambushed. Acid thrown all over her. Now, if you're looking at attacks from acid, it's traditionally a Muslim attack ritual. Okay, that's basically what acid attacks are. But this is what happened, and she's recovering in the hospital. The guy hasn't been found, but there is video evidence of who the guy is. It's just nobody could identify him. Same thing, you know, all over. I mean, in Australia, you had, you know, these radical Islamists shooting up a Jewish ceremony. You have throughout the United States, Christmas and Europe, Christmas celebrations being ransacked and attacked. It's to the point where I'm literally sick over it. I can go on and on. The lady in Macy's in Chicago that was knifed while she's changing her baby in the restroom, knifed by a woman who was just let go from a psych unit that morning. So all of these things combining together, and we are now in the news in Scranton because of what happened, the butchering that happened up there, a hate crime.
Yeah.
Right. And is it going to be prosecuted as a hate crime? Probably not. But it's all over the news, and they're saying, well, it's on video, but nobody's talking about it. CNN didn't mention it. No news channel mentioned because they don't have the narrative they want to push to the public, because it goes against this far left mindset.
Yep.
Okay. Of victimhood. But guess what? It's them doing the attacking, and it's the victims that they're portraying as the aggressors. It's stunning to me.
Oh no, this is bizarro world that the left and the leadership of the Democrat Party is foisting on us. There's not even a doubt about it.
And you know what? I've always practiced the Second Amendment. Unfortunately, I have to spend a lot of my savings now in order on a home defense. And, I recommend others do it too, because it's not only protecting yourself and your family, it's protecting other innocents. If you see a person throw an acid on somebody, act. Attack them. Okay, if you're a man, you have significant fighting skill or size, attack them. Do not hesitate, because this is a war. It's time we started treating it as such. It's time people get off their butts, stop watching football, and do something productive, because we are under attack. This is not hyperbole. Research the girl at Brown. She was targeted. That was a targeted attack, assassination. They're trying to take out people.
I had not heard that yet, although the implication was that when they gave her background. So we'll...
Yeah. This is a scary, Max, a scary portion of our lives.
Yep.
And I don't want to be that guy. But you know what? We have to stand up, because we are at war. This is a Cold War. No, it's not a Cold War. This is some kind of other thing we've never seen. This isn't a war between countries. This is a war between culture.
Yep.
And we're in it right now.
Yep. All right, my man. Thank you, Max. We got to take a break, because we want to hear from our sponsors. And we want to do our final veterans tribute of the day. And then more at 570-883-0098. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. And today featuring one of his great companies, his first and his biggest, Eastern Roofing Systems, headquartered in Jessup. They are the premier roofing contractor for institutional, commercial, and major purposes. And they bring all that expertise home to you at your house or your small building here in Northeast Pennsylvania, because they're headquartered in Jessup. Eastern Roofing Systems. E. Rube Ryder. He was 94. He was from Glen Rock, Wyoming. Self-taught finance and banking professional. We lost him November 18 at his own home, surrounded by loved ones. He was born 1931 in Bloomsburg. Early years, he grew up in the Millville area and was a great baseball player, playing for both Millville and Jerseytown in leagues. He was a resident of the Bloomsburg area until he and his wife decided to make beautiful Wyoming their home back in 1976. He was a member of our great United States Air Force and had a long and rewarding career with Hilltop National Bank, from which he retired. Proud member and past exalted ruler of the Bloomsburg Elks Club. Member of the Bloomsburg Masonic Lodge. He was an avid hunter in both Pennsylvania and Wyoming. His family says anyone who had the pleasure of meeting and getting to know Rube loved, respected, and appreciated what a wonderful man he was. He survived by his daughter, two granddaughters, one great-granddaughter, three great-grandsons, three great-great-grandsons, and his nephew, Barry Ryder of Millville. Preceded in death by his beautiful wife of 68 years, Jeanette Rube Ryder. William Kelchner, he was just 70, longtime welder who enjoyed woodworking and tinkering. He was from Berwick. We lost him November 29th. Born in Bloomsburg, graduate of Central Columbia High School, class of 73. Soon after graduation, he joined the U.S. Navy and served us honorably from 1973 to 1977. He was stationed off the coast of Saigon, and his unit was involved with the evacuation of that country when that war ended and our involvement ended. He was a welder employed at Merck Pharmaceuticals in Riverside for 32 years. He also enjoyed bladesmithing as a hobby, and over the years he made and repaired many knives. He also liked woodworking and carving, a trade he shared with his father. He was a jack of all trades. He'll be greatly missed by his loving wife of 49 years, Kathy Fortin Kelchner, his daughter, his son, his grandchildren, and other family members. William Kelchner. Our great veterans brought to you this hour by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Ali Gallo. Today, cloudy skies with a chance of afternoon snow showers, 24 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, 12. Tuesday, sunny skies, 30. Wednesday, cloudy and milder. They're hoping it gets up to 42 degrees. 22 outside our studios right now. Mary, did you know? By special request, Bob Cadaro back with you on the program. Somebody texts in, good morning, Bob. Love the show. Just wondering if we need to address all these murders and mass shootings. Yeah. But see, they're symptoms, tragic symptoms, of sickness. It's a sickness that owns the Democrat Party right now. And they'll grab anything, these power-hungry sick brains, they'll grab at anything, including radical Islam, including anti-Jewish attacks. They'll glom onto anything to retain power, because their policies are all failures, abject failures. Their ideology is sick and twisted. And the Islamists are only too happy to use them. Scary, scary combination. We've never seen anything like it. And by the way, they'll be the first to be devoured. They just don't care. They just want power at all costs, including their own. Somebody texts in, Bob, you mentioned the watch you're wearing. Did you steal that too? Gotta love all you right-wing crooks on the air telling us how we should lead better lives and be better Christians. Well, see, you seem to be mentally ill. Seriously. You go get help. Please go get help. What happens with these lunatics is they get triggered. They don't listen. They hear things that trigger them into their insanity. And they cannot justify that which they support in any way, shape, or form. Because it's all on sick emotion. Not on logic, not on common sense, not on what is good for most people. And there it is. Chuck from Carbondale says we have to start dishing out harsh punishments to set an example. Well, of course we got to do that, but it's much more than that. The 4 years of damage that the left-wing lunatic ideology has just done to this country has got to be unraveled. You can't come in, like, you could talk about this Somali sickness, which is not just in Minneapolis. They come from a country that is not civilized. What do you expect them to do here? Do you expect them to be civilized when, in fact, political correctness does not allow you to even teach them what civilized society should be? They just came to a place where they could steal more money. They didn't come here to become American. They didn't come here to learn how to be civilized. They came here to take advantage of us and our wealth. And they use the Democrat Party so clearly in Minnesota to do that. Do you think a mental patient like Ilhan Omar would be elected by any normal body politic to the Congress of the United States? No, it wouldn't. She would not. Trump, I don't like the way he phrases things, but he's right over the target. People came from a garbage society. You can't equate Somalia with anything we even understand. Just take the most savage sections of the worst cities in this country, multiply it, and you've got Somalia. They don't know any better. And they're not going to behave any better, period. Yeah, you expect a good result. Well, they're just people. No! This woman, Mark Mayer, sent me a video on this. At least Breitbart is covering it, this savage acid attack in Georgia, in Savannah. It's unbelievable. How far do we want to descend before people who are voting for these lunatic Democrats will get it? How far do we have to descend? Nuts. All right. We got to take a break. Bob Cadaro. Band-Aid. We played this last week, but today, this date, 1984, they had a number one hit in the UK. not just Christmas songs, the number one hit with Do They Know It's Christmas? And we were doing it anyway, but in defiance of the anti-Jewish hatred that is spreading and becoming more savage, we're going to finish with the Hanukkah song all during Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. This is, it's actually hard to play it after the slaughter on Bondi Beach, Australia, but we got to keep plugging forward. Crazy stuff. Somebody asked about Trump's response to the deaths of Hollywood director Rob Reiner and his wife, and they have arrested son Nick, who had drug and other issues. I looked at Rob Reiner. He was a goof. He was wrong about that. I mean, you know, just a child of privilege and really had a skewed belief system. But I, at the same time, I liked him. He was a happy warrior in a lot of ways. And you could tell he was joyful in many reasons, except he had severe TDS, and Trump blamed the murder on TDS, which is stupid. I mean, Donald Trump really has to stop talking once in a while. You don't have to pine on everything. Shut up, Donald Trump. Shut up, please. Why? Oh, Lord. I don't get it. Just stop. You don't have to jet yourself into every situation. Yeah, he was a total ass, Rob Reiner. He lied about you. He made things up. He was a sick brain left-wing lunatic. But he was murdered by his own child. I mean, the tragedy is beyond comprehension. So shut up, Trump. Shut up. My man Gary texts in that Pennsylvania is the largest full-time legislative body in the country. 253 lawmakers. And they only passed 65 bills. But let me take a different viewpoint of this. The less productive our legislators and our Congress is, the better off the country is. And I mean it and I believe it. So we're going to start with a Hanukkah song. Frank from Old Forge, we got about 30 seconds, my man. Fire away.
I'll hit you quick. Bob, LJP, love John Turillo. He's got the courage and the facts. Now, he mentioned the name Allie Hersey. When I was running for state rep, the Muslim Brotherhood Care attacked me, right? And Allie Hersey called me. She wanted to have a pushback campaign right here, Ground Zero, Northeast Pennsylvania. And my campaign guy said no. So the Muslim Brotherhood and Care and those guys, they'll go after even a state house race because they want complete control, Bob. So that's my story.
And guess who they're aligned with? Yep.
Yeah, all those guys. So, yep. I'm surprised John Perillo didn't mention Rudyard Kipling. East is east, and west, and never the twain shall meet. He wrote that in the 1900s. 150 years later, it's still relevant, Bob.
It's spot on. Thank
you,
Frank.
Even with all the welfare and the snap. You got it.
Thanks, man. JD from West Pittston, fire away quickly, my man.
Good hearing from you, buddy. Good hearing from you. Listen, you know, you're good at what you do, but the social media is a problem right now where our kids have to look at someone saying that our president raped little children. There's no proof of that. So I get what you're saying. When you're telling the president to shut up, it doesn't send the best message, but I mean, we got our Democrat friends out there. We have to give them a little bone. So we have to say things like that. Anyway, stay with your Raiders. The Kansas City Chiefs, 7 years,
You've had a great run with those Chiefs. You've got nothing to complain about. The Raiders,
Seven years, five Super Bowls, three championships, right?
Yes.
7 years, and they're going to do the same thing the Patriots did. They took a hiatus. They'll be back again for another four Super Bowls. You be good, buddy. Have a wonderful holiday. We love you, buddy.
JD.
We love you.
JD, as long as they don't keep showing Taylor Swift, I'm good.
Listen, Bob, listen, quick, Bob, quickly. I want to give a shout-out to Antonio's Pizza in West Pittston. They're great. They're legends. They've been here forever since I was a little boy. Antonio's, we love you in West Pittston.
All right, man. Let's let Adam Sandler finish it out here. Guys, great to be with you on a Monday. Tough news coming into it. Happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends. God willing, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. But with our guy, Adam, finishing it up, I'll gavel to close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Have a great afternoon.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.